All right, hello, Saints. So today I'm going to bring a study called Seek That Ye May Excel, and it's based off of the verse 1 Corinthians 14:12. Even so ye, for as much as ye are zealous of spiritual gifts, seek that ye may excel to the edifying of the church. Now that word excel in the Greek means parisuo, and that means to superabound. To cause to superabound or excel, make more, abound, abundance, basically means to have a lot more. So the Lord commands us to seek him throughout the scriptures, and when we seek him with all our heart, we indeed find him. Jeremiah 29:13, and ye shall seek me and find me when ye shall search for me with all your heart. But there's a secondary effect of seeking the Lord that perhaps gets overlooked in our daily walk. When we prepare our heart to seek the Lord and diligently follow after him with consistency, he promises to manifest himself to us. John 14:21. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me, and he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him and will manifest myself to him. Matthew 7:7-8. Ask and it shall be given you. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh it shall be opened. So as the Lord manifests himself to the diligent seeker, the tertiary effect is the edification of the body which he is a part of. This sharing of what the Lord shows us is a sacrifice that is well-pleasing to God, as he loves a cheerful giver. Hebrews 13:16. But to do good and to communicate, forget not, for with such sacrifices God is well-pleased. And that word communicate in the Greek means koinonia, and that means partnership, that is literally participation, social intercourse, communication, contribution, distribution, fellowship. 2 Corinthians 9:6-10. But this I say, he which soweth sparingly shall reap also sparingly, and he which soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully. Every man according as he purposeth in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver. And God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that ye, always having all sufficiency in all things, may abound — that word abound is used a lot — to every good work. As it is written, he hath dispersed abroad, he hath given to the poor, his righteousness remaineth forever. Now he that ministereth seed to the sower both minister bread for your food, and multiply your seed sown, and increase the fruits of your righteousness. So there's a lot of wordage in there that talks about abounding, superabounding, increasing, excelling. The same kind of thought pattern there. So perhaps some saints love street ministry and share their experiences and advice on street ministry with the body. Perhaps some saints love to study, and they share what they learn as they study. When we pursue the Lord in the place he has us be, we abound in knowledge and wisdom, able to share, edify, and strengthen the body with our own situations and gifts. 1 Corinthians 7:24. Brethren, let every man, wherein he is called, therein abide with God. This is also echoed in Peter's writings as he explains the need to add virtue unto faith to produce knowledge, and consequently abounding in fruit. 2 Peter 1:4-8. Whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. And besides this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness charity. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that ye shall not, neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. That word virtue is erete, and that means valor, that is excellence. So excellence, we're talking about excel. So excellence, a going beyond, seeking the Lord diligently and coming to the Lord by faith, first and foremost, knowing he's a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. Is it any wonder the word excel and excellence are tied into seeking the Lord by faith? Hebrews 11, verse 6. But without faith, it is impossible to please him, for he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. So then, when we love God with all that we are, we're also loving the brothers and sisters, our neighbors, and anyone we interact with. Matthew 22:37-40. And Jesus said unto him, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like unto it, Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. 1 John 4:21. And this commandment have we from him, that he who loveth God love his brother also. Let us therefore seek the Lord while he may be found, not only for our benefit, but for the benefit of the ecclesia, to the glory of God the Father. Psalm 27, verse 8. When thou saidst, Seek my face, my heart said unto thee, Thy face, Lord, will I seek. So that was my study on seek that ye may excel.